how is that
supposed to be for divination? Because, I mean, who are you? We're talking about the, because obviously in many informal cases, there's no legal research. In particular, people are sickles on the land that is not so much for divination. To say name a place in another rural area where people live and in respect of which no physical addresses or state particulars are officially defined. In your definition, coming back to address, you then would say where a person resides in an informal area. But in the urban areas, and if you look at those kinds of places in country which is in country itself, which street is not, then you can describe it as a city. But if it's a rural area and it's one person staying on some rural farm somewhere, a place of shop, something like that, then it's not a city. And I want to cover both the urban and rural in the definition. And so, well, use area again, I don't know if there's another word for it. In other words, you're going to keep rural area there.
Well, you take out the area also. You just say a person that resides in a rural or an informal area. Right? So if you decided, for example, that you will use the concept of rural area.
No, but you don't. You see, what I'm saying is that you get rural areas and you get rural areas. So in some rural areas, you could say, I live on farms, the others, and you can get them. But in others, you don't have those areas.
If you want to find an area, another city, the informal, right? Similarly, we define what will be the rural area. So we just say that we are personally designed in a rural or in a formal area.
Thank you. think about the function of the city as well, to see some information as well. It's pretty difficult as well, because if you look at the kind of information for really useful rural areas, it doesn't take the magic any further.
But you were saying that there isn't a census legally.
Informal game is really
informal settlement?
But there's no definition, so then it will be given the normal definition of the
which means that it's modern. Definitely they changed that definition. Means a settlement in an urban or rural in the state of which no physical address is. I think it's fine when you you've got it there. You want to add the concept of use for residential purposes.
Yeah,
that's
what I want. Yeah, but in other words, kind of people.
Informal area means a place in an urban or rural setting used for residential purposes, as opposed to where people live. Yes. Informal area means a place in an urban or rural city used for residential purposes and in the distribution of physical activities or physical applications. Thank you. Thank you.
time there's a incident of a customer and his presence of such telecom telecommunications provider, the definition of a citizen may need to provide for a situation where a person tenders his service to ensure that they can obtain bank assistance as well as any present customer. Section of the new definition of customer or the appropriate amendment then ensure that for the purposes of the whole act which is put beyond doubt that particulars of a customer that can't send a telecommunication network of telecommunications that are provided can be obtained as well as any particulars of any other customer that ended contact with them in telecommunications that are provided if they were registered in communication to or Section 40 of the Act.
Thank you.
Because now I'm thinking even later when you read the definition. Because now I'm wondering whether top two that is now included only applies to people other than those who have contracted and received
a patient. And this kind of graph means to say if you haven't received research service, you eat a lot of it.
What that means, you know. But it says any person who has entered into a doctor. So that means somebody is so great. Just look at that and tell me why you've done it this way, because I'm not very unhappy. I think it was the purpose, but if you look at the way it's drafted, it says any person, a customer is, somebody who's been to telecommunications service provided by a person. Then it says any person who has entered into a contract, including a patient. I mean, all of those things are the same thing. Everybody who has entered into a contract also has a service provided to their patient. Everybody who has a prepaid also has a service provided to their patient. I'm saying it's just the meaning of a time. I think you're right about these things. Make sure that nothing goes out. But you see, the complication now comes in if you add the sub to there. Somebody, now this is what we're trying to do, is to say it includes those people who were customers but who are no longer customers.
Okay.
But if you then put it in A that way, then it almost looks as if that part of it, those people who were but who are no longer, only relates to the A part. Mm-hmm. And so in other words, if people had prepaid before, those are excluded. Those who entered into contract, those are excluded. In a complication. So we need to rework this thing in a way that we do actually cover all of that plus what we want to cover, which is people who work as new customers. But obviously that's for that period of what is it, 3 years like that. But we look at that further too.
Even though they're not active treatment.
So why would you do that
Drawing question 1, 2, paragraph 8, previous paragraph 8, these options are substituted in a similar option as that of option 3. Authorized revision of computer information that might be in relation to authorized citizens of the situation. And then paragraph 6.
Thank you. registration. If your registration number will have it, a reason for a date,
just go back now. You say you flip the one option into two returns to an officer. Which one is that? The previous option, three, or flipping two.
Obligation that's quite a set of obligations to the body.
calls from the translation for the information.
So that one there is not set. We don't have another word. What exactly did you want to tell us on
this? We changed the current act actually provides that we have contravention of section 54 when criminalized, which actually provides that if the telecommunications service provider fails to purchase or leave necessary facilities and devices to intercept communication or secure communication related information that is
back here as well.
you've taken from which clause in the act? Notwithstanding 41 down there. Why is it not up in A? I've got it in A. The note still says A. It starts because it doesn't make sense under this. So put it under A. If in 41 we say, the commencement of this act, nobody shall be allowed onto the system and they shall be. Now what about the society? If, for example, we assume seriously that this clause will not come into operation on the same day as the act, but if it does, then you need a notwithstanding clause to allow for 12 months where people are on the system that were not there. So that's why you need the notwithstanding case. Okay? So technically what that would mean is that this act is coming to be as a whole. What you must call 43 tells you verification. 44? Services? What else do you need? publication for you. You don't need that item. Taylor? We'll take out 14-5 and 14-6 neighbors, 14-7, and 8, and then everything in the first part, which is 42-3 and 4, and then you take notwithstanding 41 and put it up. Thank you.
now do is start working on this other side of the document as well. Now you've got your options with regard to what you see. Completely throughout the story, you've got your lines through things and stuff like that. Another of those options that you've got before you know that you have a relatively clean document. And that is completely far from you go through the process to look at exactly the same feature. Of course, you've got it. I'm also asked to check with the social boundaries for the acceptance. You may not have that stuff. What this is, members, is about, remember I said to you that one of the areas that we have tried to incorporate is the arguments about young people who may not qualify for IEPs. And then we said, no, but that's covered in terms of family. Then the argument was, okay, but, you know, some people don't have it. Now, that became a bit difficult, and the way we tried to deal with it was through passports, because remember, you don't need to be on a particular page to get a passport. Now, we've done that, but it's still a bit cumbersome, particularly if you're creating it. So it is thought that what we should still do is to see if there's not another way trying to incorporate that particular category with reference to whatever data is on social welfare register of authors. Currently they grant that I give that information on the register and interesting thing that you myself have information on that register that contains addresses, ID. Well, that's why we need to maintain a passport. So, but in a, and then there's, they pay the grant to certain people who are for caregivers. It is very interesting to look at who those caregivers are to find that. Because there's one way of doing it, and that would be defining family members to include a caregiver. Alternatively, precisely they put to the register that they have. So you have to give us some detail, more detail around that. Although I think that it's coming. Alright, so you're going to come back to us with that stuff. Mr. Lance?
Sure, without taking you back to the I'm just curious, you know,
first 10 minutes.